such a frugal environment, the pica's farming helps to kick-start the food chain. But the pica itself is a very tasty morsel. Its presence has enabled an uneasy relationship to develop between two of the plateau's most opportunistic predators, the fox and the bear. Tibetan brown bear, a close relative of the grizzly, tries to dig the pikas out of their burrows. Even hard frozen soil presents little obstacle to a determined bear. The wily Tibetan fox is quick to spot any opportunity. True to form, the crafty fox claims the prize. A combination of inaccessibility and ancient traditions which forbid hunting means that in some parts of the plateau, wild animals have remained relatively undisturbed, even today. But in those areas which are within reach of motor vehicles, these historical safeguards have been undermined. This change is illustrated in the fortunes of the Chiru. A century ago, millions migrated across the plateau. Unfortunately for the Chiru, its fur, known as chartouche, or king of wolves, is highly prized. In recent decades, poachers have been able to venture deep into the wilderness, killing thousands of Chiru. However, the situation is improving. Anti-poaching laws are now actively enforced. So, every summer, female Chiru can head to the birthing grounds in relative safety.